I'm glad for that. Good singing, girl. Good singing. Psalms. Being Psalms 145. A couple of places. Psalms 145, 147. Back to 95. We'll be a little slower there in a moment, but let's give you, we'll be in Psalms for just a little bit. We're going to preach to you a thought tonight. We want you to, you're going to have to answer the questions, not verbally, but you are going to have to answer the questions. There's going to be several, about 10 of them or so, 12, 15, 20 or so. I don't know how many. I didn't count them. A few questions. And they're very serious questions. And we're not, these questions are not to pressure you. These questions are not to judge you. These questions are not to intimidate you. But the questions will be given that you might know what you really believe. See, I don't know what you believe. You understand that? I don't know what you believe. I don't have a clue. I mean, you may sit here and believe these little green men that come and visit us through the night with six heads and 24 legs and flying saucers. You might believe that. I mean, you might. I mean, if you do, you're nuts, but you might believe that. All right. I mean, I don't know what you believe. I have no idea. That you might believe something completely contrary to what is preached and taught here. So for me to take for granted what you believe is there's no way I can do that. But I believe tonight that in our actions, in our life, in our spiritual walk with God, it will come out what we believe. I believe it will come out. And I have concerns about us. I have concerns about our church. I have concerns about our community. I have concerns about other churches. The one person I'm not concerned about is the Lord. I think he's all right. I don't believe there's no problem with the Lord. Can we get an agreement there? I don't believe we'll find no fault in him. He's perfect in every way. But everything else kind of falls apart, I believe. You can't beat the Lord. You can't beat the Lord. Now, don't get shocked. I'm not sick. I just got some kind of, I need to cough so nobody gets scared because I shook hands with you. All right. All right. Let's pray and then we'll read a little bit. All right. Everybody okay? All right, listen very carefully tonight as we try to give you some thoughts, but we need the Lord right now. Father, I come, and Lord, I don't know that I've ever stood here in a more weaker condition, mentally or spiritually. Lord, I don't know that I've ever stood here when I know for a fact that I can't do nothing. Lord, it's going to have to be you. I can't do nothing this evening. Lord, if there's ever been a time that we need you, it's tonight. Lord, we need you in our church, our community. Oh, our community's going to hell. And oh, God, I pray tonight that we might have some fire about us. And Lord, that there'll be something that'll draw people to you through our life, Lord, as we witness and talk to people. May our hearts and minds be burdened with the truth of people unsaved, lost without you, going to hell, could go to hell tonight. And Father, I pray that you might stir and move my heart, change me this evening. Cleanse me, Lord. I know I'm dirty, and I ask you to cleanse me. Forgive me. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the singing tonight. Lord, it's through the blood. It's all by the blood. And Lord, that's my only plea tonight. I claim the blood. Don't claim no works of righteousness. Lord, I ain't done nothing. But boy, I sure do appreciate the blood tonight. Now, Lord, may we take some simple words. May we search our heart tonight. May we go from here making you in our life what we're supposed to be making you. Lord, you are everything. Lord, we listen to the account of the tragedies with Smiley, and Lord, we got to have you. Lord, we can't go to a doctor or nothing. We can't drive down the road like Dennis and Lord. Lord, we got to have you in every way. Help us tonight, I'm asking. Give me power where, as you see fit. And Lord, please, as you speak to us, give us the courage to do what you want us to do. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. I want to read to you just a couple, three verses here, and we'll get a thought just for a moment in Psalms 145, verse 3. Psalms 145, verse 3 simply says this, great is the Lord. Can we agree to that? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. I think we might be able to figure out he's great. What do you think? I think we can figure that out. In that one verse, we can figure out he's pretty great. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Now look over in Psalms 147. Psalms 147, verse 5. It says, great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. That's pretty great, ain't it? Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. That's something, ain't it? That is something. How about Psalms 95? Psalms 95, and we'll start at verse 1. It says, oh, come, Psalms 95. All right, Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you'll hear his voice. Now, you may think I will preach on how great he is, but I ain't. Huh? That's just some good reading, ain't it? That's just some good reading. Because you can't beat him. You cannot beat the Lord. He is great. He is marvelous in every way. When I think about our theme for this year, coming fully alive in 2025, this is what I think. All right, this is my thoughts. When I think of the phrase coming fully alive in 2025, I think of us as a church, as a people. I think of us becoming more spiritual. Does that make sense to anybody at all? I mean, that's what I think. Can you see me thinking that? When I think about us coming fully alive, then I think of us becoming more spiritual as individuals and then as a church. That's what I think about. I think about our church, you know, the whole church becoming more spiritual. Does that make sense to anybody? I mean, that's what I think. I don't know what you think. It's what I think. I think of our church becoming more powerful in the work of the Lord. But I wonder what you think. What do you think it means? Coming fully alive in 2025, what does that mean to you? Have you done anything with it yet? Have you done anything with it yet? Does it mean anything to you yet? Have you done anything with it? Huh? I'm just asking questions because I don't know the answers, really. I don't know. I just wonder what you think. You know, we know he's big. You believe the Lord's big? Oh, yeah. I believe he's big. I believe he can do anything. You believe he can do anything? I believe he can do anything. Some of us believe that. Yeah. But do we believe it? Do we believe he'll do it for us? We believe he'll do it. We'll all shout and say, amen, yes, God is big, God is great, God can do it, he's all power. But do we believe he'll do it for us? If just us, do I have to have you for him to do something for me? Do I have to have you for him to be big to me? Do I have to have you for him to answer a prayer? Do I have to have you for him to supply a need? Do I have to have you to do that, or will he just do it for me? Now, I've done watched him do it for you. Will he do it for me? Will he do it for me? Just some questions, I thought. What do you think about God? What do you think about God? You've got thoughts about God. What do you think about him? What's your concept of God? What's your concept of God? What do you think worship is? I'm just asking questions. What do you call worship? Attending 11 o'clock service or 7 o'clock service? Is that worship? Is it just Bible study on Wednesday at 7? Is it just Sunday school? You know, Rick's been teaching Sunday school for 20 years. He ain't given nary none of us a pen. I ain't missed but a couple Sundays in 20 years, and you ain't giving me not nary a pen. You know that. I thought that's what you do in Sunday school, ain't it? I ain't got a star. I ain't got one of them sticky stars or nothing, Brother Rick. I'm straightened up. Yeah, think about it. I'm just wondering what we call worship. What do you call worship? What do you call worship? I see many things today that is called worship that I won't have no part of. I'm not going to jump around like I'm on a pogo stick. Now, you know that a lot of places do that. I watched Landon there. He had a pogo stick. I don't know if he still got it. I watched him go all over that farm on that pogo stick. Jumping up and down. Every time I watched him do it, I said, I know churches that do that. They jump up and down, turn circles, round and round and round. They call that worship. Well, if that's worship, I don't reckon I'll ever do it. But I don't know what you call worship. What do you call worship? You say, well, preacher, that's critical. Probably was. Many things that is called praise that I don't want no part of. It's called praise. In fact, they'll put it together and call it praise and worship. But it looks more like, you ever see a dog have a fit? They used to have fits. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just telling you there's some things I won't have a part of. Alright? Because I don't believe that way. Now others may, I just don't believe that way. I think maybe our belief about God will show in our life. There's a lot of times I believe God's dead. You do too. Look at our life. Not true? Sometimes I wonder, do we believe it if we serve a risen Savior that's in the world today? I wonder if we do. See, I don't believe that we all believe the same thing anyhow. I don't believe we do. I believe tonight that our belief is measured by our trust. And how that we trust the Lord, how we depend upon the Lord. I believe that we say we believe the scripture, but yet there's a scripture there that says, you call me Lord, Lord, yet do not the things that I say. That's what Jesus said. Why would he say that? Why would he say, you call me Lord, but you don't do what I tell you, but yet you call me Lord? Why would he say that? Have you ever wondered? Have you read that? Why would he say such a thing? Is it because it don't match? To call him Lord, Lord, and we disobedient and rebellious? I wonder tonight, do we believe? See, I read to you some scripture that shows that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Ain't nobody like him. He made the seas with his hand. He done it all. I mean, he made everything. I mean, he really is great. So I'm going to preach to you just for a moment, ask you some questions. Everything's going to be a question. I'm not going to give an answer. I'm going to only give you questions tonight and see what you come up with in your mind and in your heart. And then you decide. Because I want to ask you tonight, how big is your God? How big is your God tonight? Now, how big he is going to determine on how you're living tonight. I was reading, in fact, we was taught this here the other Thursday, about idolatry. And I never thought of it like this. You know, we think of idolatry, bowing down at a statue or a totem pole or something like that. That's what we consider idolatry. But yet, the teacher was quoting A.W. Tozer, and just an old-time preacher, died in 1963, wise man, good guy. But nevertheless, this is what he quoted. He said that churches today need to get off their high horse or off their pride walk when we think that only idolatry comes when we kneel down before a statue. Now, this ain't going to be word for word. It's going to be close. But he said that anything we believe about God that lessens God is idolatry. Anything we believe that lessens, cause to worship an idol, you're taking away from God. And anything that we believe that takes away from him in any way is idolatry. If that be the case, then, and I believe it to be, because there's so many scriptures that come to mind when Christ preached about flee from idolatry, and the Apostle Paul preached about fleeing from idolatry, and he's preaching to churches. Are you following me? See, the epistles are not written to lost people, but they're written to Christian people, to churches, and he tells them to flee from idolatry. Yeah. Well, wait a minute, they're Christian. They're not worshiping idols. But if we take anything away from the great God, anything, and lessen him any that he is, then we're committing idolatry. Think about that. That's what Tozer said, and I agreed with it. So that didn't come out of the Bible, but it explained some scripture that I didn't understand. So let me ask you some questions tonight. Is your God, now we trust him completely, right? Now, surely everybody ought to be able to say that if you do. You know. How big is your God? Now, I'm going to say it like this, and I'm not being sarcastic or anything, because your God, I don't know how you believe. Your God, my God, are they the same God? If they are the same God, is it the great God? Is it a great God? Is it the greatest of all? Or is he just a great God? Is he greater than all? Is he King of kings, Lord of lords? Is he above all? Or is he just mighty? Or is he almighty? Which God are we serving tonight? Are we talking about the Creator, or are we talking about another God? Are we talking about one that has any weakness, any failures, any faults? Which God are we talking about? Which God do we believe in? We believe in the one that we react to and how we react to him. Let me see if we can maybe find a few things. Is your God big enough? Is your God big enough to really hear and answer your prayer? Not prayer. Not prayer. Is your God truly big enough to answer your prayer? Do you believe that? To answer yours. Know where anybody else is praying or not. Is he big enough to answer your prayer? How big is your God tonight? Is your God big enough? Now listen carefully. Is your God big enough to protect you and your loved ones so that you can live free from worry in perfect trust? Is your God big enough that you can live free from worry? I'm just asking how big your God is. Is he big enough to protect you? Is he big enough to protect your loved ones? To where you can live a life completely free of worry about them. In perfect trust. Can you? Is your God big enough tonight to be in control of the sufferings and pain that will enter your life? Is he big enough to be in control of that? Complete control. That any suffering or pain that comes in your life, then your God's big enough. Big enough to control it all. You believe that tonight? I thought of this as Brother Rick Vance was giving us a report a while ago about not having these notes, but he had all he needed. He didn't need the other notes. He had a track and a Bible. He had everything that he needed. And God used that because that's all he needed at the time. If you needed anything else, you'd have found something in your pocket or something. They'd have been something there if you need anything else. Didn't need anything else because all you have is lost men. You know, think about that. Did that make you a failure? Absolutely not. No, but is your God big enough to accomplish good through what you view as bad? Is he big enough? Is he big enough to accomplish good through what you view as bad? Is your God big enough to trust even when you can't understand him? Is he big enough? I don't know how big your God is. I want you to look about your life and look at the circumstances. Look at what goes to us. How big is your God tonight? Is he big enough to really hear and answer your prayer? You don't have to call the preacher. You don't have to call Brother Rick. You don't have to put it on the prayer chain. And there's nothing wrong with doing any of that. We're to pray one for another and be in this all together. We are. Yes, that ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying, though, when it comes down to it, will God answer your prayer? Do you believe God will answer your prayer tonight? Your prayer. Just yours. Nobody else's. Just yours. Is that your God tonight? Is he big enough to protect you and your loved ones so that they can live free from worry and perfect? You can live free from worry. You can live free from worry in perfect trust. Is he big enough to control the sufferings and pain that enter your life? Is he big enough to accomplish good through what you view as bad? Is your God big enough to trust even when you can't understand him? Is your God big enough to accomplish great things through someone as unworthy as you are? Is he big enough to accomplish something out of somebody as unworthy as you are? Huh? Is he big enough? Is he big enough? Brother Rick, you stood there in humility, blaming yourself because you had all you needed. And three people got saved. Do you know if one of you in 10, there wouldn't be nobody getting saved around here. Do you know that? appreciate you. I appreciate you today. Is your God big enough? I'm asking you what you believe tonight. How big's your God? Is he big enough to reach this entire community through this church? Or are we just going to get a piece of it? Is he big enough to reach it all? I'm just wondering what we believe tonight. Is your God big enough to save anybody? I mean anybody. I mean anybody. I don't care how good or high and mighty they are, or how wretched and low, filthy they are. Don't care whether they a murderer in the jail or a rapist or a child abuser or a murderer, an arsonist. It don't matter. Thief, gambler, don't matter. Do you believe that God can save anybody? Do you believe your God? Huh? Is your God big enough to be the complete answer to the deepest needs of every heart, every marriage, every family, everywhere? I'm talking about your God. Talk about your God tonight. Is he all that is needed? Is he enough? Is your God enough? Is your God enough for the needs for your home? Is your God enough for the needs of your family? Is your God enough for the needs of your marriage? Is your God enough? Do you need something else? Is he lacking? No. Is he lacking in any way? Is your God so great? Listen carefully now. Is your God so great that your heart falls down before him in awe and worship at his majesty and greatness? Do you fall down and worship? Is he that great? Is your God that great tonight? Thoughtful, ain't it? That's a good question. Is he so great, so mighty, so powerful, so wonderful, that our heart falls down before him in awe and worship at his majesty and greatness? Is your God worthy of being first in receiving any sacrifice of your time, your service, your obedience, or your belongings? Is your God worthy? I'm talking about your God tonight. Is your God worthy of being first? Is he worthy of being first in receiving any sacrifice of time or service or obedience or belonging? I'm asking, how big's your God? Is your God in his wisdom, in your God's wisdom and love, is it enough? Is it enough? Now think about this. Is his wisdom and love enough that you know every answer he gives you is the best for your life? Or do you question it? Or do you question it? See, it depends on how big your God is and what your answers are, what our actions are. See, if we go back to the beginning, just so you'll understand the questions. If we believe that God answers prayer, but I'm not sure he'll answer mine, then your God's not big enough to answer your prayer. Right? If you got to worry about your family, whether or not they're going to be okay, We're not talking about concern as a parent. We're talking about worrying, fretting, panicking, drama. Talking about all the going to pieces. When something happens, if we're like that, then what we're saying is, I got a God, but he ain't big enough to protect my family and my loved ones. So I don't have to worry. I still have to worry. I can't help it. Yeah. Like Barney Fife, my mommy was a worrier. I worry. Now, I'm wanting to know tonight. See, I'm not throwing this at nobody. I'm looking at our life as Christians. And the things that we have to teach are primary things. It's like teaching a nuclear physicist basic math. They say they're a nuclear physicist. We shouldn't have to teach them. Now, 1 + 1 = 2. Right? Or 50, or however you want to do it. Like Ernest T. Bass. But yet we as Christians say we believe in the God of the Bible. We say we believe in the great God, the big God, the only God. But yet our lives look like we're being taught in primary school. Is God's wisdom and love enough that you know every answer he gives are the best for every area of your life? For everyone. Is your God big enough to see what you do in the dark when nobody else is looking? Is your God big enough to see in the dark what you're doing when nobody else is looking? Is he big enough to know what you're thinking when you look at people? Is he big enough to know that tonight? Is he big enough? Is he big enough tonight? Is your God big enough that he has the right to rebuke your sin and tell you what to do? Is he big enough to command you? Or do we want the liberal crowd? Well, you don't have to tell me what to do. I just got to be led. No. He commands. I found no suggestions in the Word of God. That's right. I find no suggestions. If you find them, you come and show me. But I have found no suggestions in the Word of God. I found nothing but commandments. Is he big enough, God? Is he a big enough God for us to do what he says to do? For him to rebuke us of sin and do what he tells us to do? Huh? Is your God big enough tonight that you can't help but surrender to him as Lord of every area in your life? How big is your God? Is he big enough that you surrender to him as Lord? Have you given you your God? Have you give your God you? Have you given him your spouse? Have you given him your children? Have you given him your grandchildren? Have you given him your pocketbook, your house, your car, your groceries, whatever you have you given all to him that you have nothing? It's all his. How big's your God that you'll surrender to him your will? Your will. Or your ways. Is he big enough, God, that you've done that? See, I don't know. We struggle. We struggle with the world. I know we are flesh. I know all that. But can I tell you, there are some struggles we shouldn't have to have. Struggling off and on may be okay, but when we struggle with the same thing over and over, something needs to change, because doing the same thing over and getting it over and over and the same result, that's insanity. But I'm wondering how big your God is. Is your God big enough that He's real? Is He real? Or is it just emotion? Is it real? Is He real? Is His word, is your God big enough that He can give you a word that's preserved and you can always have it? Is He big enough? Is He big enough to make sure that you've got the real thing? They didn't have to wait 2,000 years to find you one. Huh? That He kept you one for the last several hundred years, made sure we all had one. That every person, man, woman, boy, and girl all over the world can have one. I just wondered how big your God is tonight. How big is your God? See, I don't know tonight. I don't know. But I don't believe we all believe the same. Psalms 145 verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable." Man, that's great, eh? Psalm 147 verse 5, "Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite." Huh? I think He's wonderful tonight. I think He's wonderful tonight. I think He's great. My God is great tonight. My God is great. How big is He? Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid I commit idolatry. I'm afraid I'm an idolater because I take away from His power. And I blame it on my weak faith. When my faith don't make Him more God or less God. My faith don't make Him nothing. He is who He is. What He says He is. How He is. Huh? Are you following me? But I want to live off my faith instead of my big God. He's bigger than my faith tonight. He's bigger than my problems. He's bigger than my faith. Huh? That's right. In fact, ain't nothing any bigger than He is. Yeah. Huh? We learned in that college class that, I forgot, he used many big words, but you know, we people time things by the speed of light, which is what, 187,000 miles a second, somewhere close to that. That's the speed of light. And to go from one end of the universe to the other, what they used to know, it wasn't going to take but like 1,000,000 years. That's all it would take. That's what they, but they done got them big telescopes that they're looking further, and now it'll take like 200 billion years to go as far as they saw. When the star that we see, when we see it, it's done burnt out. When we see the light of the star, it's done gone. Because that's a long way over yonder. Long way across the water. Huh? I'm going to tell you how big your God tonight. We're not judging nobody. We're not beating nobody. We just want you to think about you tonight. And I'm asking you, how big your God? How big your God? It may have something to do with your worship. Just might have something to do with your praise. Just might have something to do with your service. Might have something to do with your willingness to testify. might have something to do with your willingness to pray, your own prayer. How big's your God tonight? How big's your God? Father, I believe you to be big. I want to believe you to be bigger than what I say you are. I want to trust you more. I want to love you more. Help us tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.